listeners, welcome back to another podcast episode. My name is Daria White-Osa. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you all are having a great week. And if you have not heard, the applications are open for my course, No Time Writer. This course is all about helping you gain back control of your writing schedule. This will also help you learn how to write up to 10,000 words in a week without having to write every day. Yes, that is possible. But more than anything, it's to help you feel proud, accomplished, and unstoppable by unlocking your unique writing process so that you are ready to tackle any writing project that comes your way. So it's not just about finishing the first draft, which you can learn how to finish in 4 months or less. But once you unlock your unique writing pace and rhythm, you'll be able to use that same system again and again and again for the remaining of your writing career. So everything that I teach in this course is definitely priceless, and I would love to have you a part. So I'm going to attach the link for you to go ahead and apply today. There's absolutely no risk in applying. Let's see if it's a good fit. If not, cool. No hard feelings, right? But if you are someone, if you're a writer or an author, you're busy and you're challenged with time management, writing consistency, productivity, then I'm encouraging you to go ahead, click the link, and apply to No Time Writer. But just in case there's some hesitation, I want to go ahead and address the three top objections that I get when it comes to applying to No Time Writer. So the first and foremost is I can't afford it. And I want to dig a little bit deeper, because though some of you may think that, I have heard that from some, and I have heard that from students who told me that once before, but then they ended up enrolling anyway. I'll tell you why. But let's dig a little deeper. What you probably could be thinking, again, and while you may be saying I can't afford it, it could possibly be, I don't know if this is going to work for me. I mean, I've tried something before, it didn't work. Will this be any different? Or it's selfish of me to take money from my family to invest in myself, or I can't afford to have this not work, right? So the questions to ask yourself is, if you could afford it, would this be a no-brainer for you? Everything that I just said, learning how to take back control of your writing schedule, learning how to write up to 10,000 words in a week, unlocking your unique writing process, finishing your first draft in 4 months or less instead of being in the same spot this time next year. If you could afford it, would this be a no-brainer for you? Think about that. If so, why? And then putting money aside, would you want to do this? Do you want to do this? When you click on the link, it's going to take you to the main page for No Time Writer, and you'll get to read up on more of what the course is about. Plus, you'll get to see testimonials. Like, this course has helped students worldwide. I have over 200 students enrolled in this course, and combined total, my students have written over 60,000 plus words. We're actually having a group sprint this coming Saturday. So not only are you getting the curriculum to No Time Writer when it comes to time management, it goes so much deeper than that, because we have live group sprints where you can come write with fellow writers. I'm there in real time. And we have up to 3 sprint sessions, so you're getting the words in. So yes, you can have your own separate writing session, because I teach you how to create and customize your writing schedule to fit your life. But we have the group sprint so that you can write with your fellow writers, so you won't feel isolated, because sometimes writing can feel lonely, but you don't have to be with No Time Writer. We also have author check-ins. I just hosted one this past Tuesday. So a lot of writing has to do with mindset. Sure, I can teach you how to manage your time better, but if you have a mental block or if there's some things that are going on with your thoughts, I help talk you through that. And we ask questions like, okay, why do you feel like you're procrastinating? Or why do you feel less motivated to write? Why do you think you're lacking inspiration? So we talk through those things. Why? Because I want you to feel encouraged. I want you to feel supported, again, to know that you're not alone. And sometimes, like one of my students says, sometimes I give you the kick in the pants that's needed to say, hey, are you going to finish this or not? So if that's something that you would like, apply to No Time Writer today. Can you afford not to do this? The cost of not doing it, again, staying in the same place this time next year, having your dreams and your writing aspirations remaining locked inside of you forever in prison, the world will never hear what you have to say. That's the alternative that you're looking at instead of taking the leap, seeing what this can do for you. Okay, so that's the number one objection that I typically get. Another one that I usually hear is, I don't know if I can commit right now. Maybe it's not the right time. And I tell authors all the time, it's never going to be the right time. Okay, there's no perfect situation. There's no perfect scenario where everything lines up into place and nothing is going wrong. Life's not happening. And it's like, okay, I can do it now, right? We all know that that's not realistic. But I will tell you this, is that with No Time Writer, I teach you how to get creative and strategic with the time that you do have. So even if you feel like you're strapped, there is a way. There is a way. And I guarantee you that when you apply these principles, and I keep it simple, I'm not overcomplicating it with 12 plus things to do. I'm keeping it very, very simple with my strategies. And I had one student say, this is so simple. Why didn't I think to do this? So I definitely take out the complications that sometimes we feel and the unnecessary author pressure that we put on ourselves, like the pressure, for example, to write every day. You don't have to commit to that if that's not feasible for you. A lot of authors I know are working full-time jobs. They're juggling kids and life is just happening, right? So in No Time Writer, I make it simple to where you can look at your schedule, you can customize, and you'd be like, okay, I can make this work for me. And even if you've done something before and you didn't stick it out, that was then, okay? Don't hold yourself hostage to your past. That was then, this is now. You can make a decision today. Like, you know what? I am gonna commit because my writing is important to me. Those are the authors that I work with. They don't stay stuck in the past. Like, you know what? That was then, this is now. And I'm choosing to make a new decision and I'm choosing to move forward and I'm deciding that I am going to finish. I don't care how long it takes. The date may change, but the goal is still the same. And I'm gonna continue to show up for myself first and foremost. And I'm going to continue to show up for my writing because it's a priority to me. It's important to me. It's something that I see long term. It's not just a hobby for me. And if it's a hobby for you, No Time Writer may not be the right fit for you. And I can honestly say that my course is not for everyone, and that's completely fine. I created this course specifically for busy authors and writers who are challenged with time management, writing consistency, and productivity, and they want to take back their writing schedules so that they can finally get the words out of their head and on to paper. They want to be unstoppable. They want to feel proud of themselves for typing the end to their first draft so that they can move on. How many of you want to move on from first base? You want to get to the next step. You can't edit a blank page, so we have to finish that first draft. Let's keep the main thing, and finish that first draft. So don't worry about what didn't work before, okay? Learn from the mistakes that possibly happened. Learn from that, grow from it, and know that you can make a change today and you can continue to move forward today. So if you're feeling that way, sometimes you may be wondering, maybe that's a sign I shouldn't do this. If I feel like I can't commit right now, maybe that's a sign I shouldn't do this. And again, it may tie into the money. You know, I can't take more money away from my family, or I don't want to be selfish and invest in this right now, or I need to have something else in place before, you know, I do this, or maybe I can do it on my own. Maybe if I just hunker down and write, right? Sometimes we feel like we have to do it on our own, but I'm telling you, you don't have to do it alone. Yes, again, there are times, and I do believe in self-discipline. I do believe that we as writers need to make writing a priority. If this is something that you truly, truly love, you'll make time for it. We make time for the things that we care about. Believe it or not, we make time for the things that we care about. So don't feel like you have to feel like I have to do this on my own, or I'll get help later. Get help now. Why not get help now? Or you may feel like, well, I don't know if I'm ready. There's never a perfect time. You'll never, quote unquote, feel ready. So if you ever heard of the quote, feel the fear and do it anyway, I'm telling it to you now. Feel it. Absolutely. But just know that you can push past that to get to the other side. And just to share transparently, I have had to make the leap with my own writing, not just writing, but in business. I've made investment in writing courses before. And a part of me was like, can I really do this? Am I gonna stick to it? But because it cost me to be there, because I sacrificed to be there, I was like, you know what? I put skin in this, you know? It's like, there's skin in the game here. So I'm gonna show up, I'm gonna commit. I may hit and miss now and then. That's normal, that's life, we're human. We're gonna fall off sometimes, but that doesn't mean that you're quitting. Just because you slip and fall doesn't mean you can't get back up. And even with the investment, just to kind of touch on that a little bit more, you know, I know what it's like to look at something like, oh boy, can I afford this? But when I thought about the alternative of what I was missing out on, and again, being in the same place this time next year, or even by the end of this year, I don't want to be in the same place as I was the beginning of this year, and I'm still in the same place by the end of this year. And we're almost at the end, you all, of 2023. Okay, we're in technically the middle of September. Do you want to be in the same spot by the end of this year? and even more so this time next year. So I want you to think about these questions. And again, just to get curious and ask yourself, because again, it may or may not be a right fit for you, but at least you can apply and find out. And then finally, the main objection that I get is fear, imposter syndrome, fear of failure. What if this doesn't work in terms of your book, right? Like, what if you write the book and it's a flop? Or what if I write this and readers hate it and they rip it to shreds and all I get are 1-star reviews and, you know, they just, you know, cancel me on social media, right? Well, if you're allowing your thoughts to go that far, I'm gonna reel you back in because that's just the absolute worst case scenario. But I wanna challenge that and ask you a question. What if that doesn't happen? Now, yes, there will be readers who won't like your work. I say this to my students all the time. There are 8 billion plus people on the planet, right? You're not gonna please all of them. So why waste your time? Your job is to write genuinely, write from a place that's authentic to you, and trust that you will find your readers. You will find your tribe. There are gonna be those select few, and you don't have to have a lot of fans. But if you gain one new fan from your work who absolutely loves how you write, they like your style, they like your writing voice, and they connect with your characters, or if you're writing nonfiction, they connect with your story or they connect with your process. Let's say you're writing a self-guide or a self-help book, whatever it may be. If one new reader is impacted, is that worth it to you? Sometimes I think we're so self-conscious about us and how things are going to affect us that we fail to see the impact that, wait a minute, this could very well, you know, change someone's life. This could very well bring joy to someone. I have readers that email me telling me, you know, you're my favorite author or your stories make me happy. How selfish, and I'm going to call it like it is, you know, how selfish would it be of me to hold back because of my own fears and insecurities? We got to face them. There's always going to be something that's going to get in your way. But if you love writing, which I know you do, and you're not gonna let anything hold you back, then trust that, again, you will find your reader tribe. You will find your super fans, and they will ride or die, and they will love everything that you write. And even when I switched up genres, I first started with my own writing in sweet romance. And when I made the decision to start writing cozy mysteries, I told my readers, I'm like, I'm not sure. Are they gonna like this? You all, they loved it. They loved it. So they don't mind the fact that I wanted to explore different genres because they like me. They connected to me. So just know that by you being yourself, you're going to find that tribe. So don't worry about trying to please everybody. Okay. And just know that reviews, some can give constructive feedback, but overall reviews are not for you. Reviews are for other readers to decide if they want to read your work. So if you're going through reviews and you're allowing it to get you down with those 1 stars and 2 stars, stop doing that to yourself. You may have to create a boundary and say, okay, this is a bit much. I don't need this negativity in my head. If there's some constructive feedback, then fine. But if it's just tearing me down, I'm not going to write that. I'm not going to look at that. I'm not going to allow that to get into my thoughts to where it starts discouraging me and I start questioning my abilities. Okay. So I hope that has opened your eyes and given you a different perspective if you've been on the fence about applying to No Time Writer. So just know that, one, you can do this. So I hope that you are sold on you. I hope that you believe in yourself. I hope that you will show up for you. And recently, one of my most recent students, when I looked at her application, she said, I'm tired of waiting for the right time, the right mindset, the right scenario to write. She basically just said, I'm tired of waiting. And I hope that you are tired of waiting too. So I hope that you're ready to take that leap. You're ready to step into your true author identity and find your unique writing pace and rhythm. Because I'm telling you, once you unlock it, you have it for life. I know for me, I'm getting ready to start back up with my writing, book 4 in my cozy mystery series. And even though I've been on a writing break for a while, I'm not worried about when I get back to writing, thinking, oh, it's been so long. What am I going to do? No, I know my writing average. I know my writing average. So I'm able to reverse engineer and say, okay, I can write so many words in this amount of time. This is the date that I'm going to give myself as a deadline to finish my first draft. When you unlock it, you have it. Okay? Kind of like riding a bike. You know, when you have it, it's there and you can apply it again and again to future writing projects. So I'm including the link for you to go ahead to apply to No Time Writer. Don't let anything hold you back, because I know that you're an action taker. You want to type the end to your first draft. You see yourself in writing for the long haul. You believe in investing in yourself. Those are the authors that I love to work with. They show up for themselves. They believe that they are worth investing in and their writing as well. So I can't wait to see your application. Let's see if it's a good fit. And I would love to welcome you into the course, especially now, because the special pricing is going to be ending on September 24th. So don't delay. Okay. There's not much time left. It may feel like it, but it's not, because time is just flying, right? So make sure that you apply now, get in on the special pricing, because after September 24th, it is going to increase. So I look forward to having you. And remember, if you wrote a book, it is already unique because you wrote it and no one can write a book like you. So God bless. Stay safe. I'll talk to y'all next time. Have a good one. Bye.